Good morning. We're continuing Hilchos Shabbos. We're starting Chal Chavez, the Malach of Malabein. So the Chayyadim says the following: Machabes beged semer or pishtim or shar minim b'der kibus is chayv. A person who does the Malach of Machabes of cleaning something, semer pishtim other minim etc. b'der kibus is chayv. Person washes dishes. They're not absorbent. The dirt is on the surface. It doesn't get absorbed inside. It's a hard material. The malach of kibbutz does not apply. It's something which is a beged made of various different materials. So a person does that. The person is doing the malach of kibbutz. Now the chayyam is going to differentiate between the act of when a person rubs one side to the other to release any dirt which is there, a shifshuf, and shriya, and soaking, soaking the garment alone. And he will talk about soaking in simen beis. So he says, that which I'm telling you, that mechabes is going to be chayiv, v'lenikru kibbutz elo kishmashav shef tzarechot al hasheni kederech hakarbsim. The Mora says that the kibbutz that I'm referring to is the act of rubbing one side of the garment against the other, or doing some act of scrubbing the garment as opposed to just soaking it. And if a person does that, kederech hakavsim, avisho hayu naki legamri, a person is going to be chayv even if the baguette is totally clean. When it comes to soaking, if it's totally clean, we're going to see that that's not that is machlokas bisharnim. And most Rishonim say that's not considered kibbutz because it's clean. But when it comes to the act of shifshuf, a person is rubbing the pieces, sides of the garment together in a cleaning fashion because he wants to clean it, even though really it's clean. But if that's what he's doing, that gets the status of kibbutz and is going to be chayiv. This is a chiddush of the Chayyadim. It's not mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah that if it's totally clean, that shifshuf is going to be chayiv. But the Chayyadim understands that malacha is the process of bettering the garment in some way or other. See, even if it's not really dirty, if the person is doing it intentionally, he feels there's some benefit for this process of rubbing it together. That will go under the malacha of kibbutz. A person squeezes a garment without doing shifshuf is going to be chayiv. The understanding of shifshuf, of skita being part of kibbutz is normally understand as a person squeezes out the liquid, it takes the dirt which is with it and it pulls it out. So the act of skita is going to be a malacha of kibbutz because it takes out some of the dirt. And then there are certain gzeiros because we're afraid you might come to skita, etc. The Chayyadim, however, follows the Rambam. The Rambam says the reason why skita is usur because it's part of what's called tzarchei kibbutz. Part of the kibbutz process is that you wet it, you have to squeeze it out to be able to help it dry. So even if there's no cleaning taking place in the skita, a mice of skita is considered a mice of kibbutz, if the person is doing that as part of the process of cleaning it. So that's tzarchei kibbutz. So that goes along the lines we just said in regards to shifshuf. The person is doing the activities which function as the process of making the garment come out better. Any step of that process is considered part of the malacha of kibbutz, and a person would do that, a person would be chayiv. This is the approach of the Rambam, and we have to just clarify where the other Paiskim, where the Shulchan Aruch stands in this regard. If a person would do schita on a bag which is totally clean, the same way we'd have a discussion regards to shriya, soaking, what the status of soaking on a clean garment is. What about the regards to schita? According to the Rambam, it would not make a difference because it's part of tzarchei kibbutz. According to other Rishonim, it would be a problem. It might make a difference. So we will see Besser Zam Shimon Beis. We talk about Shriya, and then we will circle back to discuss the impact of that argument by Shmia onto the regards to the malacha, the part of the malacha of Skita. Have a good day.